On the sheet in your hands, you have the opening and closing hymns for this morning. We begin with hymn 155, the two stanzas there. When Herod saw Jesus, he was very glad, for he had long desired to see him because he had heard about him, and he was hoping to see some sign done by him. Luke 23:8. In Jesus' name. Today, as you know, is the first day of the long season we call Lent. As some of you Britlit students may know, it comes from the Middle English Lengten, which means spring. But for us, it also means the 40 days plus 6 Sundays before Easter. For many, Lent is a sad season, and with good reason. And for many, it is a glad season, and also for good reason. The thing that makes it a sad season is seeing our sins, of course, and the terrible effect of them on the Son of God. But it surely did not make Herod sad to see Jesus in his lowliness, sent over as a prisoner from Pontius Pilate. Herod was very glad. He would gladly have gone to a midweek Lenten service for this opportunity. Why? Because he was hoping to see some mighty miracle like the ones he had been hearing about. He was glad to see Jesus because he was looking for some passing pleasure, and he thought that Jesus could give it to him. There are many today, too, aren't there, who are very glad to see Jesus for much the same reason. People flock to special services if there is a chance to be entertained by something spectacular, to give them a passing pleasure or an exhibition of power. Others would gladly go to a whole series of Lenten services if it would gain for them some material benefit, if it would help them to be rich and successful, to make friends and influence enemies. Such people are glad to meet Jesus. But it is the gladness of Herod. When Herod had questioned Jesus at some length, and he did not perform as Herod had hoped, what happened? He sent Jesus away. This is the great danger of Herod's joy. Jesus does not perform for him, and his joy soon becomes bitter contempt. Jesus did not come into the world to put on a show, did he? And those who come for the show or just the excitement of seeing Jesus for a while soon enough find themselves still in the world. And they may easily develop a contempt for Jesus' ability to help them. But you and I have a joy in Lent that Herod did not have. And yes, it is joy that brings us to those extra services in Lent. It's true that we are sorrowful and repentant when we see all the suffering and agony and pain and death that our sins caused the one who took them upon himself. When we see our sin revealed by the lightning of God's wrath. But this is not what brings us together around the Word of God, not the wrath of God's law, but rather we come to see Jesus, our Savior, not as he looked to the eyes of men or the camera at the time, but as he looks to the eyes of faith. And we are glad to see Jesus, not because he is the answer to Herod's hopes, but because he is the answer to our sin. Sin which we see so horribly revealed on cross-crowned Calvary. We have heard a report of him, just as Herod had heard a report of him. Only in the report that we have received, God has caused us to see Jesus as the one who brings us release from the punishment that we deserve. For he suffered that punishment in our name. So Paul writes to the Corinthians, God made him to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And all those times when we, like Herod, put our pleasures and joys above Jesus' word and reason for coming, all those times that we sent Jesus away, temporarily, of course, while we thought to enjoy this or that without him, even those times that we were not as glad as Herod to see Jesus, all those are forgiven and made up for by the life and death of Jesus Christ. That's the assurance that we come here to receive in chapel, and the comfort and strength that we seek in returning again to the passion history of our Lord. And this is the assurance and comfort, yes, the joy of our salvation, that we know we will receive from the Holy Spirit through the word which he caused to be written. This is the joy of Lent. As David sang of old, restore unto me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your way, and sinners shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of shedding blood, O God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise. Amen. Our closing hymn.